Are you operating in your zone of genius? This is the question. I decided today not to make a video because here's what happened. Yesterday, I drove to a funeral where I was supposed to sing. It's actually kind of hard for me to speak, and you will hear why that is. As I was driving, I had a bite of my sandwich, and when I did that, the crown of one of my front teeth fell out. So I don't have one of my, it's one of the, not the ones in the very front, but the one to the left side of that. I have had a crown on that tooth since I was 15 due to a mistake that a dentist made back then. And it just decided to fall out yesterday, which means I don't have a tooth today. And it looks really funny. It's actually, as a matter of fact, kind of hard to say S and th, the TH. It's a really funny. So, however, I have this message on my heart that I wanted to share. I'm not editing this. I'm just putting it out there. Are you operating in your zone of genius? I read a book a few years ago by Gay Hendricks, and it's called The Big Leap. I actually made a few big leaps in my life, not realizing that I was actually following what he wrote in the book. So basically, let me just summarize it. There are four zones we can operate within. The first one is the zone of incompetence, which is, of course, we're doing things that we don't know how to do. We're not competent to do them. So we should not be doing those things that are in our zone of incompetence. It's something we let other people do because they are good at it and we are not. Then there is the zone of competence. Those are things we know how to do, but we're not really excellent at them. And maybe it's really hard for us to do it anyway. So it's also something that someone else should do. For example, I don't know, I am not good with numbers. That's why I have a CPA and he's excellent. That is his zone of genius, or so I hope. And it energizes him, not me. The worst thing I could ever think of is like sitting down, doing numbers, doing paperwork. It's just a nightmare for me. So that is maybe my zone of competence. I know how to do it. And I have done it in the past. But you know what? I would rather have someone do it who is amazing at this. And also, I hate it anyway. Then there is the zone of excellence. Here it becomes a little tricky. Those are things we're actually really good at doing. For example, I'm actually really great at making websites, at designing things, at editing video. I'm actually not bad at it. I'm actually pretty good at it. And I love doing it also. But here's the thing. It's not my zone of genius, and we're gonna get to what that is. And it's not what I should be doing. That's why I have a video editor and I have people helping me, because they can do it much faster than I am doing it. And also, it's the thing that they love doing. I really like doing it, but it's not the core of who I am. It's not my identity. It's not what energizes me, which brings me to the last zone, which is the zone of genius. Now, the word genius, of course, means that you must be amazing at something. But here's the thing, more than just being really great at something that is your innate skill or talent, it's also who you truly are. It's what energizes you. It's what seems like not even work. For example, for me, singing and teaching singing and talking about music and songs and voice, it energizes me. I love doing it so much to where I could do it all day and all night. It would never seem like work to me. And it's almost like I have to say, I can't even believe people are paying me for this. They are paying me to perform a song, which I would love to sing anyway. That is my zone of genius. My question is, where is singing on this scale? Is it your zone of genius? Or is it just your zone of competence? Or where do you want it to be? Is singing something that it's almost like you cannot help but do it all the time, but not just in the shower for fun, but seriously, if you could find a way to sing every single day and be paid for it, it would just be the most amazing thing. It's what you would love so much, and it would be truly your heart's desire, because singing is like what you do anyway. It's so much you. It is just who you are, who you were born to be. And when you sing, you feel like you're in a flow. Things happen very easily. You have brilliant ideas, musically maybe. Except you are worried about, how would I do this? So the question is, where are you on that scale when it comes to singing? And is it your zone of genius? If it is. And I'm just going to tell you a story here. I talked to a dear friend of mine a few days ago, and she has been trying to find a way to actually start making money, because I've been telling her that her voice is absolutely amazing. She has a very beautiful voice. So there's not any doubt that the skill level and the talent level, it's totally in line with her being totally in love with singing. And I love listening to her. And I know that a lot of other people love listening to her. If she would just get over the fact that she just doesn't know how, she has a lot of mindset blockages. And here's what she keeps telling herself. Well, I don't know how. And also every time I try something, I need to start making money, but it's just all not working. I'm trying one thing and then it fails. And then I try another thing and then it fails. It seems like nothing is going the right direction, and I feel like I'm going to have to go back to a regular day job. Here's the thing. Thomas Edison was someone who, he had this idea. It was more than an idea. It was this vision of this light bulb, of everyone having light by the means of electricity. No more candles. You just switch on the light bulb, and there is light. Everyone thought he was crazy, and also he failed over and over and over again. He had the vision, but he did not know how to achieve that. He did not have the knowledge. But he also said that most people quit right before they are successful. Right before they would have a breakthrough, they just give up. And here's the thing. There's no such thing as like a failure. You just have not succeeded yet. Look at it this way. There's something you're missing about, maybe something you don't know yet. Maybe you have to learn something else. Maybe you just have to do something different. You need to talk to someone who has walked the walk. There's just something missing, but it is something you can do. If it is your zone of genius and you're brilliant, you can get there. And don't give up right before you would probably have a breakthrough. It's the tenacity that's going to pay off. And the truth is, there are so many ways to make money with singing. Don't just think about, you either have to make it big or there's just, no point in doing anything. Or if you're not the most perfect singer, there's just no point. You're never going to learn. Not true. I can tell you from experience. In the past, I have seen it over and over and over again. There are singers who, to me, are not the greatest, who make loads of money. They advertise themselves. They have found their niche. They have this message, and they are doing something that people want to have. They have become a brand, and they are wildly successful. While there are other singers who I thought were absolutely amazing and brilliant and really some of the best that I've ever heard, but they're struggling. And it's all a matter of mindset and knowing how to sell yourself. Now, if your vision, if your dream, your audacious dream, that maybe you're even a little bit afraid of speaking it out in front of others because you're afraid of what others might think. Maybe that dream, if you really ask yourself, just forget a minute about what are people going to think, or is it even possible? And financially, like, what if time and money and what other people think? What if that was not an issue at all? If you could just be free in a world where you could create anything you want to create, what would it be? What would you do? What are you dreaming of? It is totally possible, and it's only up to you and your mind if you're allowing yourself to get there. I want to tell you about something. Last weekend, I had my first ever Find Your True Voice workshop. And in that workshop, I worked with just a handful of people. Well, actually not quite a handful, 4 people to be exact. They were so different from one another, very unique voices, unique personalities. And you know what we did? We tried to really we dove so deep trying to find out what is unique about them as a personality, as a vocalist, and how are they gonna take action steps to fulfill their vision of becoming professional and making a difference in the world and touching others with their voices. We dove so deep and it was so much fun to get to know everyone, and we came up with an action plan for everyone. The truth is, on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is this dream to you? Is it just like, yeah, it kind of would be nice, but I don't think so? Well, then it's not that important. Or is it a 10 out of 10? I have learned in the past, when something becomes a must, my brain, my subconscious goes to work. If it's a maybe or like, oh, it would be kind of nice, but there's still an option like to not do it, or there's a plan B and a plan C, that's, your brain is not looking for a way to have to make this happen. But when I have decided something is an absolute must, for example, what if you or your child, let's just talk about your child. What if your child had this health condition and the doctor told you, you know what? We can totally help your child. It's going to cost $10,000, but we have to help your, we have to help. And in the next 2 weeks, we have to do this procedure, but we need $10,000. That's what it's going to cost. And if not, if we don't do this, there's no hope for survival. Question is, would you find $10,000 to help your child live? Yes, you would. You absolutely would. You would find a way because it's an absolute must. There is no other option. You would go into hyper-focus mode and you would become so creative. You would talk to all the people. It would not be embarrassing to you because it's like, this is so important and everyone can understand how that could be so important. It has to be important because it's about a life of a child. When it becomes a must, you will find a way. There's no doubt about it. What about if it comes to your dreams? Is it a must? Is it almost like your life depends on it? Well, if it's not that hyper important to you, then probably you're not going to get any closer to your goals. But if it becomes a must, you will find a way. And I want to help you find this way. I'm going to have my next Find Your True Voice workshop, during which I'm going to just help a very intimate group of students right here in my studio here in Germany. It's an in-person workshop. Doesn't work any other way. We have to actually be together. For 2 days, we're going to dive so deep and we're going to find what it is that you need to do and what makes you unique, how you can sell you as a package, as a personal brand, as the singer. And, you know, whether it's being a singer-songwriter, or covering songs, or playing in a band, or, you know, broadcasting, or, you know, maybe your goal is to win an Emmy. Whatever it is absolutely possible. You know, Henry Ford said, whether you believe you can or you can't, it's true. And it's because whatever you believe, that's what's possible. If you don't believe it, it's not going to be possible. But if you believe in it, there is absolutely a way, most certainly. If you are interested in registering and finding out more about my Find Your True Voice workshop, which is live in person. The next one is July 1st and 2nd. It's a Saturday and Sunday right here in my studio in the south of Germany. I live close to a city called Tübingen, which is close to a bigger city called Stuttgart in the south of Germany. We're actually quite close to the Black Forest. Actually would be kind of a nice extended vacation if you were here. Also, Lake Constance is not, it's like about an hour, a little bit more than an hour or hour and a half from here, depending on how fast you drive. Train station, literally 2 minutes walk from my house. And I would love if singing is your zone of genius and you want to do something with it more seriously. I want to talk to you. You can send me an email after looking at the page. Look at the page. It's masteryourvoice.tv/truevoice. And you can shoot me an email telling me your story. And, you know, if you are not sure what your zone of genius is, and if singing is something that maybe you really can pursue, write me an email, freya@masteryourvoice.tv, and I would love to hear your story. Don't forget to always dream big. In my bedroom above my bed, I have this saying right across my wall, a winner is a dreamer who never gives up. Now, if I could add something to that, I would say a winner is a dreamer who never gives up and never stops taking action. It's all about never giving up, having the tenacity, but also taking the action. Your mind is important to decide what it is that you want to do. You make a decision. You cancel out all other options. You make it a must. And then you take action steps. And I want to help you find those action steps. Not only that, but also your identity as a singer and what it is that makes you absolutely amazingly unique and what it is that people out there want to hear from you. Have a wonderful day. Be blessed and talk soon.